We are studying the article, The Freedom, Header, the Mind's Control Over the Body. You can find it on the in the Arvut system and on Sviva Tova. The Freedom, Header, the Mind's Control Over the Body. Some external contemporary sages, after contemplating the above matter and seeing how man's mind is but a fruit that grows out of the events of life, concluded that the mind has no control whatsoever over the body. Rather, only life's events imprinted in the physical tendons of the brain control and activate man. Man's mind is like a mirror, reflecting the shapes before it. Although the mirror is the carrier of these shapes, it cannot activate or move the shapes reflected in it. So is the mind. Although life's events in all their manners of cause and effect are seen and recognized by the mind, the mind is nonetheless utterly incapable of controlling the body to bring it into motion, meaning to bring it closer to the good or push it away from the bad. This is because the spiritual and the physical are completely remote from one another, and there is no intermediary tool between them to enable the spiritual mind to activate and operate the corporeal body, as has been discussed at length.
But
where they are smart, they disrupt. Man's imagination uses the mind just as the microscope serves the eyes. Without the microscope, we would not see anything harmful due to its smallness. But once we see the harmful being through the microscope, we distance ourselves from the noxious element. Thus, it is the microscope that brings man to distance himself from the harm, and not the sense. For the sense did not detect the harmdoer. And to that extent, the mind fully controls man's body to push it away from the bad and pull it toward the good. Thus, in all the places where the attribute of the body fails to recognize the beneficial or the detrimental, it needs only the mind's knowledge. Furthermore, since man knows his mind, which is a true conclusion from life's experiences, he can therefore receive knowledge and understanding from a trusted person and take it as law. Although his life's events have not yet revealed these concepts to him. It is like a person who asks the advice of a doctor and obeys him even though he understands nothing with his own mind. Thus, one uses the mind of others no less than one uses one's own. As we have clarified above, There are two ways for providence to make certain that man achieves the good, final goal. The path of suffering and the path of Torah. All the clarity in the path of Torah stems from this. For these clear conceptions that were revealed and recognized after a long chain of events in the lives of the prophets and the men of God, there comes a man who fully utilizes them and benefits from them, as though these concepts were events of his own life. Thus, you see that one is exempted from all the ordeals one must experience before he can develop that clear mind by himself. Thus, one saves both time and pain. It can be compared to a sick man who does not wish to obey the doctor's orders before he understands by himself how that advice would cure him, and therefore begins to study medicine by himself. He could die of his illness before he learns medicine. So is the path of suffering compared to the path of truth. One who does not believe the concepts that the Torah and prophecies advise him to accept without self-understanding must come to these concepts by himself, by following the chain of cause and effect from life's events. These are experiences that greatly rush and can develop the sense of recognition of evil in them, as we have seen, without one's choice, but because of one's efforts to acquire a good environment, which leads to these thoughts and actions.
Shelot.
Questions.
No. No.
What?
What Barasalam
describes is clear, but from experience I have to cancel my intellect in order to acquire the wisdom of the Kabbalists. What I'm trying to say is we can't work with our common sense because we need annulment before them. That's the whole problem. Rav. Okay, I hear you. There was more? Yes?
Rav,
is our work to take
the
intellect of the Kabbalists that wrote these writings, is that work above reason?
There is a part of work above reason in it, yes. More?
Can we say that what turns out here is that it's a must to annul in order to receive something? Otherwise, it's like you say, you can't bring wisdom to children. As much as you want good for them, you can't pass the wisdom to them unless you annul towards them.
Again.
I agree. Yes.
So how should we use our intellect or our mind correctly?
That's a question. It's good that you're asking. Yes?
Can we annul and do things mechanically according to what the Kabbalists tell us? That's not a question. We can do that, but how can we go deeper inside so that they will seemingly be the Rosh, the head, and we will be like the goof, the one who executes?
The body, the question remains. Baltia too.
Renzas.
There's a problem. There's a problem. A technical problem. Yes, sir?
According to what we just read, the intellect is only efficient if it's working, serving the emotion when it's under it. An intellect serving an intellect, that doesn't work. Only if it serves the emotion is the right way.
We hear you. Yes?
Rav, lo barur lama.
Rav, it's not clear why the life events that are in the will to receive don't build the intellect in us that distances us from the evil and brings us closer to the good.
Because the good and the bad that we should come to are probably not clarified to us through our life's events. Otherwise, there really would be no one as wise as the experienced in life.
But we learn that everything a person goes through has to bring him closer to the purpose of creation.
Who told you?
So why do we go through that?
I don't know, but I see before me that no, the more humanity develops, it develops in the opposite direction from the purpose of creation.
So something doesn't make sense here. Doesn't make sense.
Something in our lives doesn't make sense. I agree.
No, Basov.
Yes, in the back.
According to what Baal HaSulam writes in the last paragraph, the way we actually choose the environment is the path of suffering, and the way we get some upper mind is the path of Torah. Can you explain that, please?
There's nothing to explain. It really is two ways. We will soon learn it.
Rav, отмениться перед разумом высшего – это свет?
Annulling before the upper mind is light. This way we get the light from above.
Yes.
And annulling before the mind of the group, is that the way to build the vessel?
Yes. He's got the right perception. That's it? We only have Tzvika left. Oh, there's more. Yes, please.
Thank you
very much, Rav. We see on the path, as we read the articles in the 10, we read them a few times. Sometimes I read it alone. And when we come to the study hall, it's completely different. When you make the effort, you open yourself, you come in annulment, you open your heart, and you hear the questions of the friends and the answers. The article is perceived in a whole different way. You suddenly get the article in a more full, whole way.
Yes.
And that's my understanding about what he says, that we complement each other. If we really want the true connection, I come over here, I open myself for everyone, and I insert all these answers to me, and then I understand this from my heart to my mind.
Excellent. Well said. Well said. And if there aren't any more, then we'll listen to Tzvika.
Yes. Look, this sentence is, it really shakes me.
What sentence?
Listen, you tell me. The path of suffering compared to the path of Torah, because the one who doesn't believe what the Torah tells him, that he should accept it without understanding, must have to go through the path of the cause and consequence of life. What does this mean? I understand it. Tell me if I'm mistaken. If it means if I won't be above reason.
If you don't accept the path that the Kabbalists have determined for us,
so you'll go through sufferings,
then you'll have to learn it from life's events. And this is filled with tons of suffering.
Exactly. So I'm asking you, this is the reason I'm going through this study of the Kabbalah? I don't want to go through suffering.
No, he's just telling you in what way you can study it in the good, short, pleasant way that Kabbalah advises you. Or if you don't want it, or if you want to check the other way, then by all means you have two ways before you. This is called the path of Torah and the path of suffering.
Nice. But when we start learning, even for a few years, I don't perceive it. But if I don't believe and I won't be above reason, so you're going to get trouble. Is that what the Creator tells me? It's not that from the beginning I understand everything.
No, you can't do it from the very beginning.
Exactly.
You came in order to learn.
So how can I understand? Let's say this way. How can you, our teacher, teach us that from the onset, in order to bypass the suffering, bring it...
Bypassing the suffering means studying the suffering that are before us on the path, why they exist, and in through what operations or activities we can, through connection between us, etc., we can bypass the suffering and bring ourselves to the goal.
So basically there's some formula here that tells us how you can basically not suffer, actually.
No.
Why?
Because the point is not to suffer, not suffer. If we did, if it was not to suffer, then the Creator would give us a shot against pain, and we would go through these things with gladness.
Meaning the way you're telling me, anyhow, you have to go through these sufferings?
Not suffering, but you have to identify, to detect the unpleasant things through which you choose the right way between the two. And then by this, you grow smarter. This is worthwhile, this is not. I walk this way, I make a detour here, etc. And then you reach the goal with a suitcase, let's call it, or with a sack, package full of discernments. And then you understand that you reached the right goal. How, without it, would you determine? How would you even detect the goal?
Okay, I accept what you're saying. I'm just saying, you know, there's the height of flames and there's a height of flames. So if I can learn through you, you learn from Ravash, but...
You can't learn through my suffering.
Why not? I'm taking from your experience. So he's telling us everything is from your experience. It's your personal experience. He writes it.
He's not so wise as the experienced talks about his own experience.
Can't he pass your experience to us so that we'll absorb it and understand more?
The question is, to what extent, well, this is what we see in the ladder of degrees, that if the lower degree connects with all the other, with all the other components of it, elements in the ten, then it can analyze and develop correctly what it is receiving from the upper one. It can detect what is bad and what is good and advance onward. This, it can.
Meaning, there is an ability to decrease the height of the flames, the sufferings, as you said.
Well, practically speaking, so-so.
So-so.
We can see from history, what can you do? Theoretically, I see that there's a straight, paved way, but judging by what is actually happening, I see that along with it, there is suffering on the road. But let's hope that we will advance more on the path of Torah. Okay, guys. Why are you like that? Why are you so kind of yielding today, surrendering kind of what before the food, the hummus? I don't know. Yes.
So Rav, what is the incorporation basically? What are we doing by incorporating in each other if we don't help?
To begin with, from birth, from our very origin, we are all incorporated in one another infinitely. Afterwards, through the blast, through the explosion, right? We moved away from each other. As a result, each one became incorporated and included in everyone else. And then what do? Now we have to try through all of life's events, which the Creator summons for us, we have to try to connect. This is why everything that we experience, we need to try to add it, to join ourselves as one man with one heart.
So basically the action of connection so that we'll reach the state of one man and one heart will shorten the process for us, will shorten the personal torments each and every one goes through.
Of course, of course. We don't need personal suffering whatsoever at all. Rather, we feel it only if we disconnect from the general system.
Thank you.
Yes?
Rav, he writes that the spiritual and the corporeal are far from each other, and no means that will connect them can you depict. Then he writes that the means is the imagination inside a person. How can a person use this imagination?
Through a person can bring together closer the spiritual and corporeal through the imagination.
How?
Because a person's imagination is in between the spiritual and the corporeal.
What does it mean to imagine something spiritual?
I can imagine something spiritual with the conditions that I hear from the Kabbalists. For them, it is truth, it is life. For me, it is only conditions for building the spiritual form, imaginary. For the time being.
Suppose when we say to connect, is that called imagination?
Yes, of course it's imagination. We can't even imagine what is connection.
So at least my imagination is limited. I can depict something in my mind of like a ring, but it's not a spiritual shape.
Yes.
So how?
You build examples, just like we do in our lives. And technology and everything.
So how do these corporeal examples, how do they make this leap? The leap is never understood from corporeality to spirituality. How does it happen?
They're in us. When we want to build a spiritual system, although in the meantime we can depict between it, instead of it, a corporeal system, by this, we, by force, bring ourselves closer. Our forms into being as one.
And what's the connection between these imaginations and the prayer, the real request from the Creator?
When we try to see these things as one, in this way, we activate them, and they already make the connection.
A request from the Creator to change imagination to reality, for instance?
That's already he's doing. Yes. Okay? Yes?
Rav,
why don't we use what Baal HaSulam says here? That if you learn from the wise and the prophets, you'll suffer less.
Why are you forbidden from using it?
No, but we're not telling people, come on, learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, you'll stop suffering.
Tell yourself. Why do you need to tell others?
I stopped suffering once I came here. I completely stopped suffering from the first moment, almost.
Nice.
So I'm saying, why don't we tell people? We tell them, you'll understand life, you'll get the meaning of life. Why don't we tell them, you'll just stop suffering?
I don't see it on people who come to study Kabbalah that they stop suffering.
I think that the moment a person, there are torments, but when you feel the connection between what you're going through,
there is some compensation, yes.
It's a very serious compensation. It's not the sufferings I had before I came.
Each one his own.
Why don't we use this? He says it explicitly. If you listen to the doctor, he says it. It will be your remedy. Today people are going outside with a helmet on. Really, so they won't get the blows. You see how a person all the time is...
No, wearing a helmet?
No, not a physical helmet, but you're talking to a person, all he tells you is how he arranges his life so he'll get less blows. It's really...
Nice. We should take you to dissemination.
I am disseminating a lot, but I'm saying, it seems to me we're afraid to use this. Learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. You'll stop suffering. Why isn't it? Maimonides, he says that you have to start teaching through the will to receive, and bit by bit they'll understand what it's about.
In other words, you're telling him that through the wisdom of Kabbalah you can satisfy your will to receive, you'll have abundance.
No, you'll stop suffering, and bit by bit you'll understand what it's about, and then at least you'll have a free choice. I'm not telling him that he's going to be a slave of his will to receive. But at least you'll know what it's about and why you're suffering.
I don't see any benefit in this. I don't see truth in it.
Right.
What do you want to ask? When did you come? A few minutes ago. He was here from the beginning of the lesson?
No, ma ata rotze lishol.
All right, so what do you want to ask?
Thank
you, Rav. What does it mean to try to connect?
To try to connect with the friends.
Can you explain what that means?
I can't explain. You are demanding that I will explain to you a certain point. What does it mean to connect? To connect means to be at one point of the desire.
You also said that we can't imagine what connection is before you're in it. So how to always be in efforts?
Because you can't, you say it's impossible. But I am telling you, it is possible. Although it's difficult. But it is possible. That's it. And the rest. How many years have you been with us?
15?
So, you see, you're in the same spot.
Right?
Yeah, and that's how it'll continue. So there's nothing for you to do.
So how to come out of this place?
You can't come out. You will not come out. Because you are locked in one point and you can't move from it. Get out of it.
So what should I do?
What should you do? I don't know. Search elsewhere.
Why are you telling this to me?
Because I see that I have nothing to give you.
I don't want to leave. I don't want to go. I have no other place. I have no other teacher.
You don't have another teacher, but you also don't have a teacher here, and you have no place else, but you also have no place here. I'm telling you that here you will attain nothing.
I don't understand why you're saying this.
Because you need a method that will attract you.
I want to be here, Rav. Really, I want to do what you're telling us to do. And I don't know how. I don't know.
For 15 years I've been telling you what to do. And what do we have?
You're correct, but I see about myself that I only sit and I'm waiting for something to happen. But besides that, I don't know what to do because connection, I don't know what that is. Praying, I don't know what that is.
The fact that you don't know, no one knows. But the fact that you don't want to know, you don't want to come closer the way everyone is getting closer, this is what you don't want.
I do want, Rav. Really?
I can't expel, drive a person away from here. But I am telling you that it may be better for you to search for a different place. For the time being, there's nothing you can do.
Rav, last question. They say everything but leave, but you're telling me to leave.
Chef.
Okay, sit down.
Woman Europe.
Women Europe.
Madam.
Madam.
Morning.
Morning.
How can we... I was going to ask a different question. But, how can we pray for a friend who doesn't want to leave, but... What can we do for him? That's what I like to know. Can we pray for him? What can we do as Walkley for him? It's been so specific. Friend, ask like this, please. What can we do for him? Can we pray for him? He doesn't want to go, please.
Late Palel.
What can we do?
Pray.
What can we pray? How can we pray for a friend who doesn't want to leave? What can we do? Because we have to be in avut with all the friends.
Give Aviv the microphone.
Her
friend says that we have to be in arvut with everyone. So what she's asking is, how can we pray for a friend who doesn't want to leave? He wants to be there, but he probably needs our forces. So how can we pray for him?
For a long time now, many times, I said in front of everyone that the way he is showing us is not good. We have to try to influence him. By all means, influence him. Help him as much as it is possible. But, of course, she's also right. She is right. She's correct. Yes. Okay. We will try to connect more and care about each other. Sheila, you'll see. It'll be okay.
Okay. My question is, I wanted to ask about the article. It says, the mind is a fruit that grows out of the event of life and that the mind has no control over the body. What does body in this article mean?
We have the mind and the desire, the intellect and the desire. The desire is something more spiritual. The intellect is more corporeal, and there is no control with the intellect over the desire. And the desire also, in certain cases, can influence the intellect or not influence the intellect. So we will talk about it some more. It's a learning that will take some time going forward. Yes.
Thank you. Turkey 3.
Turkey 3.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, dostlarımızın amaca ilerlemelerinden bir mutluluk hissediyorsam, tüm onunun bu mutluluğu hissedebilmesi için
happiness because many friends are advancing towards the goal. How can I make a positive effort so that everyone can feel this joy, this happiness?
אם אתה תחבק את כולם.
If you embrace everyone and try to give your heart to everyone, then you will see how happy they will be with your heart and will be incorporated in your heart, and it will really be something special. Let's try. But I'm very happy that today we have an eruption of several friends. And it means that our vessel is becoming closer and closer to a real feeling. And of course, the Creator is happy for sure. The Creator is happy.
Tov.
Okay. Yes.
האם חברים יכולים לשנות גורל של חבר?
Can friends change a fate of a different friend?
אם יתפללו,
if they pray,
עבור חבר אחד מהשני,
in the connection between them for another friend in the ten, they can change anything.
Should they do it?
If you decide on it,
אם תחליטו, יכולים לעשות הכל.
If you decide to do it, you can do anything.
יכולים לעשות הכל.
You can do anything.
לעשות יותר מה שהבורא.
You can do more than the Creator.
אבל באמת המצב שלנו.
But our situation is really becoming more internal, more subtle, better. And we are also approaching this kind of period. Soon we will have the ninth of Av and others. Yes.
בסדר, חברים.
Okay, friends. What's ahead of us?
כן, אני יכול להגיד שיש עכשיו סעודת חומוס.
Yes, I'll say that now the hummus meal is our next action. And should we wrap it? So I'll tell you about the meal. What we're planning is to continue the line of the morning lesson and in general of all the lessons we've went through this week and to feel how they're realized in the connection between us. We'll hear and be impressed from friends all over the world that have been preparing for this meal the whole week to realize the connection between us. That's what we're going to have in the meal today. And right now, we're going to have the meal.
Okay. And
so just a moment of announcements, and then we'll give the instructions about the meal. So our first announcement, building a spiritual society, a weekly meeting of the life of Nebuch, news, society, disseminations, events, tens, Sundays, 6:30 until 7 on our food system. And our schedule for today, Friday, now we're going to go down to the hummus meal at 12 o'clock afternoon lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman, and at 2:30, the meal. Now, please pay attention. We're going to have a joint action now immediately with the hummus meal. We're asking all the friends here and in the study and in all over the here in the study hall, go down to the dining room and fill all the tables, and we're inviting all the friends in the Arvut system to get ready for the meal, prepare something small to eat and for Lechaim. And if you are just a few friends in your room, so please join other friends in different rooms in the same language so we can all be incorporated together in the meal. At this, we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there some place beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice?